Musa became the emperor of Mali, the Mansa, in 1312. His predecessor had traveled to explore the far reaches of the Atlantic Ocean and never returned. Mansa Musa ruled for the next 25 years and used Mali's military might to control the trade routes of the Sahara and the Niger River, greatly expanding the wealth and power of the empire. As a devout Muslim, going on Hajj was very important to him. So in 1324, he traveled on a pilgrimage to Mecca with 60,000 men, some of whom were enslaved. They carried gold and other riches, some of which was distributed to the poor along the route. So much gold was traded and donated that it caused the price of gold to collapse in Cairo and other cities. On his return from Mecca, Musa invited many scholars and architects to travel home with him, bringing the great minds to Mali's cities. He built many great libraries, mosques, and palaces across the empire. There were more than 400 cities in the Niger Delta. Timbuktu became the heart of his empire, the center of trade and culture. News of wealth and learning spread far and wide. Traders and scholars from Europe, the Middle East, and Africa came to live in Mali. Musa turned Sankore Mosque into a university and filled it with astronomers, mathematicians, and legal scholars. It could educate 25,000 students and housed hundreds of thousands of manuscripts. Its scholars were renowned around the world, and many of them traveled to other universities. Mansa Musa has supported and funded science, the arts, literature, and architecture, and the Empire of Mali was one of the greatest empires in the world.